Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Joining me, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our good friend. I'm Jim Blasingame, by the way. I guess you figured that out. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And we got our good buddy Jeffrey Zabar here. Jeffrey is a 21-year member of our Brain Trust. We'll celebrate his anniversary later this year. He's the entrepreneurial quark of the marketplace. He's a party of one. He's as elegantly small as it gets, a high-functioning, home-based, was home-based when it wasn't cool. He now makes it look good. He's now the Obi-Wan of home-based because everybody else is trying to figure it out, and he's like, no problem, folks. And he's the author of 3 books on being home-based. He's an award-winning journalist. I saw him get that national award. He's our good friend. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. How we doing?
Doing great. It's good to talk to you. Hey, Jeff, you and I have been reporting on this for about 3 weeks now. And 3 weeks ago today, I published an article about keeping this in perspective, meaning how far should we go? Essentially what I was saying was, let's fix this. Let's get this thing done. Let's flatten this curve. And let's do it so dramatically that we don't know whether we went too far. Let's kill this thing. Let's get rid of it so effectively and so urgently that we don't even know if we did too much. And in that article, at that moment, I said less than 200 Americans had died from the coronavirus.
Yeah.
3 weeks later, it's 14,000. From less than actually, when I started the article, it was less than 100. By the time I pushed the button to send it, it was under 200. Today, I think the new number is 14,000. That's a mean disease, isn't it?
It's a mean disease, and it's been, you know, and things they've learned along the way. You know, they came out and they said the very young and the very old will be the most susceptible to it. Well, you know, there's a big fat bell right in the middle of it.
That's
where
right.
I think 45% of people who die from this or worst affected are in their mid-20s to their, like, mid-50s.
Mm-hmm.
So you're hearing stories of first responders and frontline workers, you know,
60,
nurses and doctors.
60 emergency doctors. Critical care doctors in Italy, 60 doctors died.
That was a week ago.
I don't know what it is today.
Either we didn't know what we were dealing with, the severity of it, or, and what is true is we don't have enough protective gear.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're hearing that, you know, it went from saying it's, you know, you can't be within 6 feet to saying these droplets float on the air for hours, you know, can float
this,
for hours.
This is an enemy we didn't, I mean, I'm not sure anybody would have sat still to pay the price if somebody had said, okay, guys, what if we get hit by a disease that's going to shut our economy down? Let's set aside $1 trillion for that. I think Democrat or Republican, would have been laughed off the stage. This is something different, and I think we need to cut all of ourselves a little slack, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so, and I think what we're doing, and some people have said we've gone too far to in response, and the economy is, you know, has truly, in many ways, truly been effectively shut down, although you still have some stores open. You have restaurants trying with delivery or curbside, you know, pickup or whatever. I think what we really, really, really need to do is develop the antibody test.
Mm-hmm.
So we can get people who have developed antibodies. Look, I know, you know, 2 people in my family seemingly had it and recovered.
If we'd never heard of the coronavirus, they wouldn't have known what they had.
Right.
I know two people who think they had it, but they didn't even know it till they were over it. But no, this is really crazy.
So,
But it's the irony for you and to some degree for me, Jeffrey, is how this is causing people to come full circle, right? I mean, you basically made your bones back in the 90s as one of the leaders of home based. Since then, it's kind of followed, you know, it's kind of not been that big a deal. Now everybody's home based, right?
Yeah. What's really funny about that is back as you said in the intro, you know, being home based back when it wasn't cool,
right?
You know, or you
I
know,
was too.
And how people, you know, home-based people, especially home-based businesses, as you remember, were pariahs back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, figures
oh, yeah.
people thought, well, you must have been laid off. You must have been fired.
Couldn't get a real job.
Corporate environment.
Yeah.
And it was just the opposite. It was we did it because we wanted a change. You know, maybe some people were laid off. I quit a job back then so that I could work from home with my wife's, you know, support, and grew a business and then started writing books and speaking about it and consulting with companies on it. I don't want to say it was too early, but, you know, because this is back in the 90s and technology really wasn't there. I mean, BlackBerry was just coming out. And then now, you know, in many ways, people have the technology, obviously. They have the knowledge. If you have a laptop, you have a home business. You have a way to work from
right.
anywhere.
You're a remote
home,
worker.
Anywhere. To be a remote worker. And then what they lacked, and even the technology is there to do it in the things like Zoom or Skype or GoToMeeting so you can have virtual, you know, meetings and whatnot and still stay collaborative and in people's faces without, you know, being in their presence. But, you know, that's the stuff that people lacked. But what I've discovered, and I've written a lot about it at Chief Home Officer, what I've discovered in very short order is we're quick learners. We're quick studies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people
we're
found a place to
adapt.
Work in their home, and they're making it happen. And
yeah.
it's pretty remarkable to see. And I think that what we're going to see, I saw a study from Brookings Institute this past week, that this is going to stick. You know, not everyone's mm-hmm. not going to go back to work, but I got to tell you, if I'm a commercial real estate broker, if I own or lease office space,
right.
My clients are going to start thinking long and hard about how much real estate they're taking up to put bodies into cubicles.
That's exactly right. This is a microcosm of what happened after 9/11, when the tri-state area went through the same thing. When their offices were ready to come back, they said, "We're good." They've been working from home for a year. This is a national example of that, and I think you're right. And folks, and the thing is, this is the kind of stuff that Jeffrey and I have been talking about for 21 years. We've been helping you get prepared for this moment right now. Right back with Jeffrey Zabar, ChiefHomeOfficer.com, GotWords.com. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.